This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Oh man, California State Senator Richard Pan, the Mercury Joker, you know, the guy who's always pushing vaccines with mercury onto California children. He just can't stop lying. He's been caught again in a new video lying about the presence of aborted human fetal tissue cell lines in vaccines. Now, he claims in this video, and I posted this on naturalnews.com, he claims, no, it's just a rumor or it's a myth. He says vaccines are not made from aborted fetal cells. He calls it a myth. He says aborted fetal tissue was used to develop the original rubella vaccination, but this is his words, the continuing production of those vaccines does not involve aborted fetal cells. Richard Pan is a liar. He's a despicable human being. The CDC's own documents contradict this. Check it out. Just go to naturalnews.com, search for a story called Richard Pan, that's P-A-N, Richard Pan, caught lying about aborted human fetal cell tissues used in vaccines. There are two cell lines. It's called WI-38, which is a human diploid cell line, and MRC-5. Both of these are used in a number of vaccines listed by the CDC. I've given the link to the CDC document. It's called the excipients document. It's at cdc.gov. It's still there as of now until they yank it. And it lists these cell lines, WI-38 and MRC-5, in all the following vaccines: adenovirus, Tdap, Hep A, Hep B, MMR. Yes, the MMR vaccine contains human fetal tissue cell lines. MMRV, rabies, varicella, which is chickenpox, and zoster. It may be in more, but those are the only ones that the CDC lists these cell lines as being in. Now, these are human diploid cell cultures. So the chickenpox vaccine in particular has the following ingredients. This is right off the CDC's website. Human embryonic lung cell cultures. All right, that's ingredient number one, by the way. Let me repeat that for those of you. Look, because everybody's being told that this is fake news, that this is a conspiracy theory. No. This is the science of vaccines. This is science. This is what vaccines are made of. And it's not just human embryonic lung cell cultures, by the way. It's also guinea pig cell cultures, human diploid cell cultures, WI-38, human diploid cell cultures, MRC-5, and then also sucrose, hydrolyzed gelatin, you know, from cows, sodium chloride, nothing wrong with that, monosodium L-glutamate, MSG, right? An excitotoxin. Yeah, it's in the chickenpox vaccine. Sodium phosphate dibasic, potassium phosphate monobasic. What is this? Potassium chloride, EDTA, neomycin, and fetal bovine serum. These are the excipients that are used in chickenpox vaccines, according to the CDC. This is not a debate. So Richard Pan, you're a liar. This is not a debate with you. This is exposing you as a liar. That's what this is. This is not a conspiracy theory. Unless you're going to say the CDC is a conspiracy theorist, that what is the CDC inventing fake ingredients, fake excipients? No, they're listing it publicly and burying it in a document on their website, hoping nobody finds it. Well, we found it. We found it and we went public with it. This is not a debate. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is an established fact. This is irrefutable. The chickenpox vaccine is made with human embryonic lung cell cultures. It's listed right there on the CDC document. Unless you're going to call the CDC fake news, you're going to have to accept this as being true. And of course, it's not just the chickenpox vaccine, it's other vaccines as well. So then, you know, Richard Pan then goes out and he just lies under oath or in testimony or whatever he's doing before, I guess it's a member of the California judiciary or maybe the legislative branch. I'm not sure who he's talking to in this video, but he's lying. He's saying, oh, vaccines are not made from aborted fetal cells. Actually, they are. And Richard Pan is a liar. Richard Pan is a medical child molester. This is what these people do. They penetrate the bodies of children with foreign substances, literally ground up tissue cultures from aborted human fetuses, cows and pigs and chickens, and diseased animals as well that are, in some cases, inoculated with disease. I mean, where do you think they grow the smallpox virus? Where do they grow smallpox? They grow it in African green monkeys. They infect the monkeys with smallpox, and then the smallpox infests the bodies of the monkeys, especially their kidneys, and then they murder the monkeys. They harvest the kidneys, and they put the kidneys in a blender. It's called a tissue homogenizer. And then they homogenize the kidney tissue with all the disease in it, and then they take that and they put it in the vaccines. That's how they make smallpox vaccines. It's listed, it's described by the vaccine insert sheet itself, which I've also linked to on Natural News. This is, none of this is a conspiracy theory. None of this is invented information. This is all established fact. This is the science of vaccines. This is how vaccines are made. I guess a lot of people don't even know the history of vaccines. How they would harvest pus from the pox sores on cows, and then they would inject that pus into human children as an inoculation. Look, this is just established medical history. I'm shocked that people don't even know this. You know, a lot of people during the smallpox outbreak from many generations ago, they would intentionally take smallpox, the pox pus, from children who were dying from smallpox, and they would expose their own children to smallpox in a controlled environment so that they could be infected and then recover, and then they would have immunity. That was how vaccines began. I guess a lot of people don't even know that. And so this idea of harvesting disease, you know, pus from cows, chickens, pigs, humans, aborted fetal tissue, whatever, and then putting that into a vaccine to inject into children, that is not a departure from the history of vaccines. That's how vaccines started, and that's how vaccines have been made ever since. It's the history of vaccines that you've never known, because they don't want you to talk about it. They don't, and then they're going to call you a conspiracy theorist if you just name the ingredients that are named by the CDC. So if you just repeat what the CDC says, you're dubbed a tinfoil hat wearing kook, because it's kooky to think that smallpox vaccines contain African green monkey kidney cells when they actually do. It just sounds kooky. It just sounds too gross. Couldn't possibly be true. That's the kind of thinking that we're told. Couldn't be true. That's too weird. Couldn't be true, but it is true. And so Richard Pan, this professional liar of California, he's counting on the fact that the people of California are too ignorant to know the truth. He's counting on the fact that this has been covered up for so long that people won't even believe the truth when someone cites the CDC's document. Richard Pan is a calculated, malicious liar. He's the kind of liar who wants to keep the people of California ignorant as he's poisoning their children. So he wants, if you're a parent in California, he wants to keep you in the dark while he's penetrating the bodies of your innocent children with disease and DNA harvested from aborted human fetal tissue cell lines. I mean, this is what's in the vaccines, and he knows it. And he's a deliberate liar, and he's a medical child molester, and he's a danger to every child in California. Richard Pan is a clear and present danger to the health and safety of the entire California population. And this guy belongs behind bars. He is, I would call him not just a Mercury Joker, but a Mercury criminal for the crimes against humanity that he's committing with injecting children with these toxic substances while lying about them. And he's pushing this, and he's getting paid by the pharmaceutical industry too. So he's a prostitute for Big Pharma. He's a vaccine whore, you might say. He's a danger to society, and he's a medical child molester. that sort of sums up who Richard Pan is. Oh, and he's a chronic habitual liar. And oh, and he's a science denier. He's an anti-science quack because he won't acknowledge the legitimate science that says that the CDC has listed these human fetal cell lines as being excipients and ingredients in today's vaccines. The document that I'm citing is current as of January 6, 2017. It's a current document. The vaccines that are listed in there are current vaccines. They still use these cell lines. This is not a conspiracy theory. Again, it's all established fact, but it's fact that people like Richard Pan hope you never find out. They hope you never learn the truth. They want to keep you in the dark. They want to keep you ignorant. They want to keep you stupid and dumbed down and keep injecting your children with mercury so that they're stupid too, because mercury damages the brain. Mercury and other heavy metals like lead damage cognitive function. They lower IQs. Richard Pan knows this, and so that's why I believe he wants these children injected all across California to keep them dumbed down, as stupid as possible, so they don't ever rise up and start questioning what's in these vaccines. And they're just going to keep this cover-up going. They're going to keep lying as long as possible, as long as they can get away with it, because they are medical child molesters. This is what they do. So that's a wrap-up of Richard Pan, medical child molester, chronic liar, science denialist, quack, danger to humanity. That's who he really is. And this is all backed up by the CDC's own documents. You don't have to take my word for any of it. Just go to the CDC yourself. Do a search for cdc.gov for African green monkey kidney cells, or WI-38 or MRC-5. Do it yourself. You don't even have to read anything from Natural News to prove this to yourself. The CDC's own documents prove this. So, of course, they're going to yank those documents pretty soon, by the way. That's why I've made backup copies on the Natural News servers. In any case, spread the news, folks. Everybody needs to protect their children from people like Richard Pan. He is a predator. He's a medical predator, a danger to humanity, and especially a danger to the children of California. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to HealthRangerReport.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this. And especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.